Cece's Kitchen. Let's find out what they're stirring up today. Miss Cece.
Hey, William, how are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Pretty good. And Miss Moody.
Hello.
What are you ladies stirring up today?
Well, it's about to get real greasy and hot. I think some grease going to be popping and all kind of stuff going to go on.
Oh, boy.
We are going to tie it in. We're going to continue with, it's going to get real hot and heavy because I've just gathered a whole lot of data about criticism and relationships and all kinds of stuff. We're getting real with the nitty gritty here.
All right. I'm going to kick back and listen.
All right, sir. Are we live? No, we're not on live yet.
We will be.
Is it going to be on Facebook?
Right now.
I'm inviting a whole bunch of folks.
Right now.
All right, sir. Thank you. Hey, Miss Moon.
Hello.
How are you?
I am well. It's spring. One day it's winter. Next day it's spring. But I am still here with sweater on.
Listen. I mean, it was raining, hailstorms. I said, what is going on now? I mean, I'm appreciating what the Lord is doing, watering the earth. I'm not mad. And then we have these electrical glitches, and I thought, okay, I know I called William early and said, we're not going to do it today. And I got convicted sitting on that couch. I'm like, you know what? When I used to party, didn't nothing stop me. Rain, sleet, or snow. Come on now. Hello.
All right.
And not even a energy glitch. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know what? We're going to go forward. But you know what? Listen, folks, this is Miss Cece's Kitchen. This is a global radio network and we deal with real talk. We love stirring up controversial issues because there's a whole lot of issues out there that need to be talked about. And so I see Miss Victoria here and I know she's ready to go. Her screen is kind of freezing. I think it's just on my end. So this is what I didn't want to happen, but we're going to continue to go on anyway. So
all right.
We stir up controversial issues and you know, we've been talking about and we try to get people together, as far as how we dialogue with each other and how, even in going into relationships, I know Miss Moody wanted to talk about that. And we talk about we as single women and men who go through and are, my other co-host, he had a prior engagement today, and so he wasn't able to make it. So he said, even the single men, okay, and the married women. So we got to tie everybody in on this. You can find us on studiowbuzz.com. Go on over and come on over and join us. The media is open. You know, just put it on radio or put it on blast. So, you know, when you're doing your thing in your house, you can listen to us. Go on to Alexa, tell Alexa to bring up Studio W and she'll run down the whole agenda and she'll bring us on as we're talking. We're on LinkedIn. We are on Twitter. We're on Spotify. We're on, I believe it's Apple. And so, as you can see the scroll down there, you'll see exactly where we are. You can hear us and guess what folks? Studio W Buzz has a genre of broadcasts that you can join. I love jazz. You know, I love music. Y'all don't put me in hell because I ain't going there. I just love music. Okay. Don't get me twisted. Okay. Cause I can get that started. Okay. And so, like I say, ain't a little horns and little drum and guitar gonna mess with you. Come on now. It ain't hurt nobody. But anyway, it also depends on what you do with it. But that's not my topic. I'm in one of these kind of jokey joke moods today. Pray for me, Victoria, okay?
All right.
Because you know what? Girl, I have learned to laugh at the calamity that's going on, okay?
Yes. There was a time I cried about it, but I choose to smile.
Girl, please. I had a good long talk with my daughter, and it's just amazing, you know, the awakening that I believe our Lord is doing with all of us in areas of our lives. And so it's a sad thing with people, and let's just jump right on into it, folks. You know, with the last two times we've been talking about criticism, can criticism do you more harm than good? And from what I'm looking at, we do have criticism, constructive criticism that does people well. However, there's some real crude, nasty criticism that people give that they do it intentionally to cause you harm. So to prevent you from boosting your morale, they don't want to do that. They call stressors. And I'm talking to folks, listen, and some of the worst criticism that you receive is inside the family's house, okay? Among friends and neighbors and what have you, and people who think they know you. Even some church folks, y'all, hello. Let's deal with it, okay? And so we just gonna continue this thing on constructive criticism, and I'm looking so that I can share the program with you, which I don't see it as of yet, amen, over on Facebook. And so I'm sure it's gonna come up pretty soon. We are streaming live. And so I want you to jump on in and folks, we're going to open, Pastor Dave is not coming, William, but I am looking for it on YouTube so I can invite a bunch of people. They're having problems getting on because they don't see it there. And so it might be on Twitter, y'all. You can catch us on Twitter, but, we would like to have it on Facebook because we have a lot of big audience on Facebook as well. And so they're just accustomed to a certain arena that they go into. So we want to invite you on. I'm still going to be looking forward to be posting. And so you can come on in and join us and be, and we'll look at your dialogue. We may not call out your name because it's not the fame game here. We will look at your dialogue. I say that jokingly, y'all. Okay. Don't get me twisted. But this is what it is. We'll dialogue. And if it, your comments coincides and it's befitting for what we're talking about at the time, we will reflect on that. So please, this is just a total different arena. We got to get used to stop being rigid and ritualistic, right? Victoria.
That's right. That's right. We have, you know what? This is the season, especially with all the weather that's going on the East Coast and the West Coast. Things are change at the drop of a dime. Right. One day here it was 87. The next day it was in the 30s and 40s.
Right.
Okay. So we know that things change and we have to go with the flow of things because, you know, this isn't just a radio show. It's a ministry.
Right. Right.
And nobody stands up in the middle of, when the pastor gets up on Sunday morning, nobody stands up and stops the preacher to give their point of view.
Come on. Come on.
But they receive. They receive. And some things you can't receive all at once. Sometimes you have to give it out in portions.
Right.
And once you put it all together, guess what? We in CC Kitchen. CC's Kitchen. Once you put it all together, it'll be soup. But you just kinda gotta take it in.
Yeah.
And see how God takes it.
Come on.
And just look. And at the end of the day, we walking in love anyway. So if we make some mistakes along the way, just love us. Love us back on track. If we get off track.
Come on, pray for us. Don't talk about us. Come on, pray for us.
Love us back on track.
That is so true. Girl, that's so true. Listen, I have to laugh at myself sometimes because sometimes it gets so serious with me. And sometimes the methods of people's communication can cause people anxiety, and that is the intent. And we have to really be careful with that. And so we have to really, and you know, some folks are suffering with PTSD, low self-esteem, no self-esteem, esteem too high. And we don't want to create chaos. What we're here for is we're to address the issues so that we can promote healing, inner healing, because folks, it's an inside job. We are biblical based. Yes, we are. But we talk about the real, the way it's supposed to be talked about, because I am tired and Victoria, I'm going to say this. I'm tired of the sugarcoating foolishness. I really am.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm tired of the sugarcoating foolishness to make you feel better. Oh, because no. If you are acting stupid, you acting stupid. Okay. Period. I know that's a hard pill to swallow. It is what it is.
Yes.
And so we're going to move on. In this, this dialogue here. And so I'm still looking for us and so that I can share my. All right. We're going to keep moving on. All right. Mm-hmm. So here's what we, I just listened to some dialogue and we talked about last week quite extensively on criticism and how people are dialoguing with one another. And my thing is Victoria, we learned to dialogue the way our fathers and some of our mothers have dialogue. It's learned behavior. And that don't mean it right because they taught you that way. What do you say about that?
I think parents did the best they could with what they had.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so we thank God for that they put in, but you know what? God has polished us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God has polished us. You know, back in the day, they was just straight shooters. It was just straight no chasers. And it was like, just take it and get it. But now this is a new society, mm-hmm. where we have to really be wise how we speak to people, because sometimes people say sticks and stones may break my bones. But guess what? Words can break a person too. And we're not in the breaking business. We're in the building business.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's key. Very key. Yeah. And so I just want to reflect on something that was discussed last week, is why do people criticize? That's a question, because we have seen some people who are not even qualified to criticize anyone, especially the negative criticism. And we have to remember that criticism is a reflection of who they are most times, okay? And it's not who you are. People reflect a lot of times on their own lives, and they want to put you, yes, in that same trip bag. No. And then it is, let's see, it's created by them, by their minds, their emotions, and their limiting beliefs. If people don't believe in you, you have people listen. You have people tell you that, you know, I've been freed from this situation. My mind is released, and I want to do better. I want to think better. I want to move on. And then you get some critical people standing on the sideline. And this is my famous saying, sucking on a toothpick, trying to tell you, no, don't go that way. No, you know, this is the way we've been doing it for generations, and da, 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 da. And I'm like, you know what, really? Has it worked for you? That's my question. Why are you still standing in that same spot? Has it worked? I get tickled when I think about that. Okay, what do you say, girl?
It's sad. You know, some criticism comes to stunt your growth, to keep you in the same spot, so you will never go higher, go bigger, learn how to fly. It's sad about it, but haters really don't want to see you succeed. Come because on. If you go higher, it leaves them where they are, and it makes them feel small.
Listen, and I have to share this with you. I was listening to something, but I must read this, because this is going to kind of shake the juggler. It says, while when we get criticism, most times they are welcome by us. Because sometimes we ask people, what do you think about this? Okay. And how do you feel about this? I want your honest opinion. Well, you're going to get what you ask for in most cases, especially by a child. Okay. Who's got some sense and know how to talk to you. But most times you ask the person, you got to be careful with that statement, because sometimes people, it's not their honest opinion. It's what their emotions is telling you. And if they have an issue with you, okay, yeah, they're going to tell you how they feel to hurt your feelings. So we have to remember, while we're welcome and we share the perspective when they share the perspective with you, it doesn't mean that their reality is your reality. Okay. A lot of people have been tripped up with other folks' reality.
Yes.
Being plain. And you know what? People, and I was sharing, I was sitting on the couch tonight as I was just kind of dialogue, and I talked with the Lord a lot. And then I talked to Cecilia a lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, I says, wow, I criticize myself, my worst critic, and that's fine. That's okay. Yeah. I visualize things, and I'm my own. I am so strategic and hard on myself. Now, I don't need somebody on the sideline, on the outside, looking in, think they know. Okay, let's just be real here, and don't know. And especially those, and I have to, folks, it's real. People that has been through struggles and been through hardships, and just, you know, don't understand why they keep receiving these things. You have people who develop an envy and a jealousy in you, okay? Because you are facing your struggle, you're getting strengthened in your struggle, and you're moving past your struggle. In other words, you're constantly in motion. You said it best, Victoria. They want you to stay stagnant, okay? They don't want you to grow. So guess what? They will attack your singleness. They will attack a happy marriage. They will attack your very status in your walk of life. What do you think? Have you know anybody that has done that or has it been done to you, Victoria? Especially in our singleness, okay? We can talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's been tried. You know, and usually when the criticism isn't coming from a good place, it always lead back to where a problem that they have with themselves.
Right, right.
Because real people, they want to know if they're missing something, if there's something right. missing, if something is off, if something is not right. If I walk out and my hair is standing up, the wind blew my hair sitting on top and it's, you know, spread all out, I want someone to tell me there's a problem. But if my hair is in place and you're just mad because, you know, you're going through one of your natural hair days, it's not looking too natural. It's coming from a different place.
Right.
But it's an inside job, like you said. When we start being happy about who we are and ourselves and our situations, when you're happy, you give out happiness.
Oh, that's
mad
good.
And rejected people tend to be bitter. And you may have done absolutely nothing to them, but they have a picture in their mind of someone who did wrong them. And they're looking at you, but they really in their heads, they're looking at the person that wronged them. So they come off pretty harsh, but mature people can recognize it. Those that can discern what's going on, they can recognize what kind of problem that's going on. And in this, at this time, it's time for us to be wise. And guess what? You don't have to fight back. You don't have to fight back. There's times, you know, as I've gotten older, I'm learning. Just choose your battles.
That part.
You look at them and say, baby, I understand. Because I understand that it's not my problem, it's yours. So I'm just praying for you. But I don't have to go all the way there.
Wow, come on.
But you know what? You can find peace. I want everyone. Now, my prayer is that everyone finds peace inside with God. Because your torment isn't your brother. Your torment is not your sister.
Wow.
Your torment isn't your friend that just got a new car. Your torment isn't your friend that just got a new wife or husband.
Wow.
Your torment is on the inside of you. There should not be, you've heard me say it before, there is no outside stimuli that should make you happy. You should show up happy with or without the car.
That part.
With or without the man. With or without the woman.
Yes.
With or without the house. Because things come and go. But you can keep your peace.
That part. You know, you said something and I was getting ready to, because I wrote down some things. I says, people who criticize all the time, seeking to fill an emotional need within themselves.
Yes.
And a lot of times they're wanting to fulfill an emotional need to give them self-gratification for feeling the way they feel about somebody. And most times we're talking about negative criticism. And I found out that people don't even have to open their mouth. Their body language could be critical of you. Nonverbal, okay? And then too, the things that they do on the down low, okay? They'll let you know that I'm in charge. I'm in control. So I got to show you they're being critical of what God is doing with you through their behavior. I know that's real, y'all. I know that's a hard pill to swallow. Yeah, you're going to say, I got this. So guess what? I'm going to cause them anxiety because I'm not saying anything. They can't prove it now. That's what they think. They can't prove it, but their actions is telling you exactly where they're coming from. And a person that has inner discernment can tell exactly what you're doing. Okay. Because guess what? I have found out when it says an emotional need, I have found out when people act like that, that envy has taken over them. Jealousy has taken over them. They may not open their mouths, but their body language and what they do, it's what they're not saying. Okay.
Yes.
Well. Go ahead, Victoria. I know you got something.
Yes.
Yes.
Haven't you ever been in a place or showed up somewhere and somebody gave you the look?
Girl.
that up, down look and then cut their eyes. They didn't say a word, but their emotions said it all.
Oh, honey, I know.
And you know that used to really offend me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I done flipped the script. I pulled the okie doke on them. When they do me like that, I was like, dang, I didn't know I had it going on like that. I must be doing better than what I know.
Listen, I tell people, if you're wasting spit and wind and all that energy and putting me up on a pedestal, well, baby, I can't see myself like you seeing, but honey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Because what they do is when they think like that, and you said it good, you girl, you thinking I'm all of that in a bag of chips? That's on you, boo-boo. You done put me in that arena, and I'm walking in as humble as I know how, and you mad because I'm humble. Man. And so let me read just this little thing. People who are hurtful are always fearful. People who are hurtful and have an emotional need. People who are at peace with themselves are kind. Now, when you give a criticism, I'm not going to fight with you verbally. I'm not. Okay. And I know Victoria, that's not her arena as well. I am not going to go back and forth with you. And guess what? People who are confident within themselves has nothing to prove. We have nothing to prove to people who are always trying to find fault or to create havoc or to make you think that I'm in charge of everything. And so I'm going to destroy your atmosphere, but you won't know I'm doing it. And guess what they want you to do? They want you to confront them and tell them what they're doing. But then they'll turn around to you and say, that's you being paranoid. That's not me. No, but here's what God has made you to do is see exactly what they're working with. What does the scripture say? God knows the very intent of a man's heart.
Yes.
He said, men's hearts are deceitfully wicked. Who can know it?
Yes.
So you may fake the funk with some of us, but some of us are walking so defying in the word of God that we can feel your very presence and what you're working with.
Yes.
Go ahead, Vic.
And the scripture says it best, that man looks at the outward appearance.
Come on.
But God looks at the heart.
Yes.
And it's so awesome because God will allow them to think that they're hiding it from you, but the more they hide it, the more it shows up.
Listen, this is going to go with my next statement. I don't know why your picture keep freezing on me, but I can hear everything you saying. So you don't keep on talking. People who with a weak sense, a weak sense of self tend to feel a greater need to convince others of their righteousness or their superiority. In other words, to feel safe and stable and worthy. Isn't that something? If you're not getting no more notoriety as you think you should, then guess what? You're going to bring in criticism to downplay that individual to make yourself exaltation known. Come on here. But the way you're doing it, you're making people feel, those of us who can see you, who not stupid, as we try to put some of the critical people try to put us in that category. Ain't nobody done boo-boo, okay? Okay, because a child sometimes can see you. Because I've had my grandbabies and my grandma. What's wrong with them? Okay. Especially if they know your character, but for them to feel safe and stable and worthy, they got to bring you down to make you fit into their arena. I'm able to control. This is their atmosphere. I'm able to do what I want to do. I run this. I'm this and I'm that. No, boo boo. No. And you got people that's exalting you in other areas and helping you to become a better person, but you can't see that because you're blinded by self. Isn't that amazing? Now, let's talk about this relationship stuff. You know, you said walk into places and people, one of the things I have a problem with, you walking in churches and wives begin to grab their husband. Okay, let's just go here. Okay. Grabbing their husbands, looking you up and down. Because you put together, but they put you in a category that you looking at my man, okay? Criticize it, but they'll find somebody who will bring you a word to criticize you. I saw somebody who this pastor liked, this particular sister who was a sweetheart, okay? but because this other individual who works closely with the pastor wanted him and said they walk in the prophetic, you see. Mm-hmm. Pulled the sister to the side, always telling her what she needed to do. But she was the one who's supposed to, who liked this pastor who was giving this negative criticism through prophecy. Okay, hear me well. All right. Mm-hmm. Through prophecy was trying to kill the woman's spirit, okay, to make her leave so that she can have free reign with the man that she's looking for that wasn't hers. Hello. And it happens all the time. Oh, my goodness. It happens all the time. Has that happened to you? Oh, wait. And I have to say this. I had a woman come up to me, and I was standing talking to the brother. Just because you're talking to the man don't mean you want him.
Let me say it again.
Let me help somebody out there. Just because you stand and talking to the brother don't mean you want him. My thing is, if you are that self-insecure and you got to criticize every woman that comes up there, how did you get him? Uh-oh. That's the question we want to lay on the table. And I'm not being critical, but you have to reflect on your own history. Hello. Yes. Okay. So, to the point where, the brother, you know, he helped me with the car because I was on the freeway. I mean, I'm a single mother, you know, helped me and towed my car. This was many, many, many years ago. Didn't want the brother. I thanked him. I couldn't pay him back then. He said, you know what? If you can't pay me back, I'm going to give that to you. I'm like, praise the Lord. And he would dust something off of my shoulder. We do that. If we're friends, if I see, like you said, something hanging out your nose, I'm going to tell you because I don't want you to walk out like that, right?
Exactly.
He walks up and says, about what? And I'm like, oh, Lord, let me walk away because her attitude was stinky. Anyway, she came up to me after church. She says, she approached me about her husband. And I sat there because I felt her spirit. And then she had a BFF, her best friend, with her. I said, one thing, you don't come for me. And I said, and another thing, I don't want your husband. And another thing, what is wrecked in your home, don't bring it to me. Because what you're bringing to me is the messed up atmosphere that you have in your home. And you brought it to church because there's no resolve. So the mess that you two are going through, y'all need to get that resolved for yourself. And I said, let me read my lips. I don't want your man. I don't want something somebody else has because it's not mine. I said, because when I get in a relationship, I don't want me to reap what I've sown by messing with somebody else's man.
Exactly. Okay?
And so, Victor, I don't know if you ever had anything like that. Every time you walk in, women freeze up. I'm like, because you are your sophisticated self in the Lord, not that you think you're so better than anybody, but they have put you on a pedestal that you have not put yourself on. What do you think about that?
You said the key word. They put you on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. I have encountered that with some women. And see, the thing is, they really, you know, you really have to be careful, wives, when you do these kind of things, because nobody knows that you're having marital problems until you open your mouth and say something stupid, just like that. Mm-hmm. If someone is trying to get your husband, you just gave them the ammunition to get them. These fantasies that you got built up in your head.
Right.
And if you know what, if you pray and your spouse is cheating on you, he'll show you. Mm-hmm. Most cheaters don't do a whole lot of talking right in front of the wife.
Right. Come on.
In public places.
Right.
Most folks that I know that cheat, they don't cheat out in the public. They go in a park, in a corner, cross town, somewhere dark, in a corner somewhere. Most people don't cheat just out in the daylight unless they just that dumb. It's some dumb ones out there now. I'm just saying.
Yes, Lord.
I ain't picking on nobody, but I'm just saying.
Right.
Everybody don't want your spouse.
Come
and
on.
Half the time you don't want them. Why you think I won't?
Girl.
Come on now. You mad because he ain't bringing enough money home. How is he going to pay for you and me? Get your mind right.
Listen.
You can't hardly put shoes on your feet and buy you a good wig. Mm-hmm. I came with a good wig. I don't need them. Get your mind right.
They're living a stressful life, girl. They're living in stress. They are so stressed out. for fear. But here's the deal too. You got to be treating him right at home too. Cause there's
that's two right.
sides to every story. Cause a lot of time these men will go after what their need is. All right. And you have an emotion. What are we going to say, Victoria? You start.
Yeah, no, go right ahead.
They have an emotional need. And if you are not being loving, if he comes home and you still have that the bed clothes on, I'm going to help somebody today. I just heard my brother in the Lord. I'm going to help you today. That's what he says. Mm-hmm. If you still got your bed clothes on, your hair not combed, you still got your bonnet on, you went to the store and them dirty, nasty stuff that you done slept in. Come on here. Talking about it's fashion. Really? You haven't cleaned up a house. Your children still got runny nose. And he met you. You were taking care of yourself and you felt that you didn't. Now this is constructive criticism here. And you haven't done what you're supposed to do, but then you start telling this man what he's not doing. Really? He working 2 and 3 jobs. Listen, woman of God, I just heard something here where she shot her husband. And mamas, y'all stay out of folks' business. Some of you mothers, okay? Y'all go in there and criticizing the man that she's married to. You not married. You mad you not married, okay? Don't want her to be happy. So you criticize him based on what the daughter has told you. I heard something where this woman was just really down and her husband, the mother was egging him on in the kitchen cooking. Number one, the woman called the mama to come and cook for her kids. What was she doing? She didn't do nothing. The husband was working 2 and 3 jobs and she started messing with him. He was talking to his mother on the phone. What's your conversation? Her mama in the kitchen cooking. I didn't come over here. At least I'm doing something. You need to be coming in here fixing dinner. She said, well, he has to be at work at 8:00. Well, he got time to come in and cook dinner. Okay. You can see where he's holding his baby, spending time with him and she getting her hair done and her neck. It showed these things, but yet she's critical of this man. And we have a lot of women that's doing this kind of foolishness. Mm-hmm. And then you get mad because he leaves you behind. Okay. I'm going to be real with this. Mm-hmm. And you say, oh, Miss Lisa, you done shifted from what you was talking to. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Right, it's real talk
here. It's real talk here. And so what you've done was, what you've done, and Victoria, I want to play it. I want folks to hear how, she acted such a fool. In fact, I was listening to it just before I got on here today. Excuse me. My voice is trying to act silly, but we're going to rebuke that. Okay. Because of the weather change. Now I need to play the, it showed her. See, I done lost where my, here we go. It done show where they had a beautiful wedding the whole nine. Now I wish I could show it to you, but I'm gonna just play it. Okay.
Yeah, matter of fact, he gotta be at work at 9:00.
Okay, listen. But he still got time to cook for these kids.
And then he gotta go pick up his buddy from his job, Law.
Well, he need to tell Law, he need to find, get your mama
crying
and go to work.
He pick up his brother-in-law, take him to work back and forth every day.
But
he can't put gas in both cars.
If Law ain't getting him no bad money to go to work, he's talking about people got stuff. Okay, you want to put it like that? Oh, I got stuff to do too.
He's on the phone, but she didn't know he was recording her.
No, he ain't trying to get ready for work. Look at him. This is sad case, y'all. He getting his stuff. Look at it. Sad case. As a father.
Okay, Jeremy, what is the conversation you want to have?
Yeah. And you hear the mama in his business.
You don't want to slap me. Hit me not.
I'm still asking, what is the conversation?
Oh man, don't know what to do.
I'm finna get up. I ain't really trying to holler anywhere. Oh, I'm just trying to get my.
No, you wanna go tell your family about this, about that. You wanna do this?
I'm trying to meet. Come over here and see, man. I ain't trying to argue at all.
Ain't nobody. Let me take my car key off.
Don't have to.
Stop.
What is the conversation? And then, like I said, this is your family. You supposed to be here, helping, taking
care of these kids.
No, we not good, because you not here taking care of these kids.
He wanna go talk to everybody.
Keep your hands on me. Don't touch me again.
Touch you.
Jason, send that over here. We're making it easy. Send that over here. I'm gonna do it just like that. Send that over here.
Ain't nobody been come over here and do nothing.
Get your hands on me, bro. Stop touching me. Move.
Need to stop.
Send it.
Wow.
Ain't nobody coming over.
Okay. So here's the deal here with that. And I listened to this. Mama had no business being over there when she had a big old grown tail daughter that's not cooking and taking care of her children. This is the moral of the story. He's working 2 and 3 jobs. She's starting foolishness. Okay. It's apparent that she's done it before. Well, the ending of the story, she pulled a gun out on him, didn't know that there was a bullet in the chamber, and shot and killed the man. Said it was an accident, but she criticized his brother. And all of the pictures that was flashed on here showed he was holding his babies, being with his children, doing what he's supposed to do as a man. But she was not following through with her end. But these are the kind of women that want to be critical of men, okay? Of a spouse who wants to do. And so they criticize him. You see, hear her to say, he ain't doing nothing. The brother said, I'm getting ready to go to work. She mad because she couldn't have things her way. All right. Well, she got arrested. And guess what? Now the 4 children that they have together, the 4 children, they went out a mama and a daddy. And the children came in while their father was laying on the ground dead at the hands of the mother. Okay. And then you heard her mother in the background. So what was you communicating? And I couldn't play all of it because it's quite long, but he was talking to his mom. He was trying to keep peace. She put her hands on him. Okay. Now you're not going to put your hands on a man too much. And she kept doing, he kept telling her stuff. He was going to call somebody to come and take care of because he didn't want to bother. Okay. She shouted out that you slapped me. What you going to do? No, he didn't. He didn't slap her. She hit him. Okay. And then he said, you going to pull a gun out on me? And so the police came and she's screaming and hollering. Oh my God. Oh my God. Baby, stay with me. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus. But I can imagine this is not the first time. And listen, folks, we are always trying to be critical. We're always trying to be critical of the men. There's a song that came out and said, you won't even let me see my children to be a father. Okay. You criticize me that I don't step up. But when I want to be with my babies, you refuse me so that you can have something to talk about. It's an emotional issue that these women are having. I cannot, and I've never have blamed all men because there's 3 sides to every story and God got the real one for real. Okay. Victoria, what do you say about what you just heard?
It's a sad time. It's really messed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all of this could have been avoided.
Yeah.
It's time to be wise, guys. Mm-hmm. Someone literally lost their life because of some foolishness.
Yes.
And I know the young lady never meant for it to go that far.
Right.
But you have to. You know, you have to be mindful of the things you say and mindful of the things you do.
Right.
Now, we was talking about how there are people who, you know, there are some women who, you know, do a whole lot of criticizing and fighting and all that. All I have to say to you is grow up and move on. Mm. because you'll never know. A simple conversation can turn into someone losing their life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got to grow up.
Yeah.
And when there are women, who really push. Now, I'm not condoning. I need to say this from the beginning. I'm not condoning anyone just leaving or cheating. Cheating is wrong. Why cheat when you can walk away?
Right. Indeed.
You can walk away. But a lot of the times the people who say things like, they think somebody is messing with their husband and all that. Sometimes they are cheating.
Sometimes.
But most of the time they're not. But a lot of times nagging will drive someone into someone else's arms.
Right.
Because nobody wants to be criticized all the time.
All the time.
Nobody, I know I might have a whole lot of things wrong with me, but every day, all the time, that will drive a person out of the house.
Right, right.
Out of the house. I mean, you know, there are some bad people out there, bad women and men, but everybody's not bad.
Right.
But the Bible talks about how a nagging woman calls you to go and sit on top of your house. Do you know how bad that is?
That's bad. That's bad.
No. So what I want to say to you ladies who haven't learned how to control your mouth, who haven't learned how to grow up and be mature, if you have a good man, I want to say to you, don't give your man away.
Come on.
When you criticize them all the time, when it's hell, as soon as they hit the door, guess what? You're driving them. You're giving your man away.
Right.
Single women don't have to take them because you give them away.
Wow, that's good.
You're giving them away.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing anything at home. And we used to laugh because we would see people cheating. And we was like, why would they leave that beautiful wife to go with, I'm going to just say Sally Jean. Sally Jean, missing a few teeth. Sally Jean, you know, about cross-eyed, cock-eyed, and other kind of eye. But Sally Jean got sweet words for him.
Right.
Sally Jean cooks on a regular.
Right.
Sally Jean makes him feel like a king.
Wow.
And what do you make him feel like?
Mm.
If we can't be together and you don't make me feel like a queen, and I don't make you feel like a king, then maybe you need to find another. Relationship, the root word to relationship means to relate.
Mm.
Are you relating? Do you have things in common? Do you have the same mindset? A lot of times because we are unequally yoked, let me say it again, we're not on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
We get people whose mind, one mind might be way up in the sky and the other one might be sitting on the curb.
Wow. Come on.
You will never see eye to eye because you are not on the same page. While he writing a chapter in 22, you still trying to make it through 5. So it causes confusion, chaos. And that's where all these things come in, where you want to fight and fuss because that's the only way you can get attention. Grow up and find a different way to get attention. Now, I heard Miss Cece say something about change your appearance. You want to get a man's appearance? Change. Look, go get something new instead of wearing the same old, same old. You got to change it up sometime.
Come on.
Instead of going to get that same old roller set, go get you a nice long blonde wig. If you're scared to wear it outside, go wear it in the house. Hey, now I'm a saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost woman.
Come on.
If he looking at the girls with the short skirts, why you can't pull out one on a Friday night while you in the house?
Hello.
Give your man a dance so he won't go out and buy one.
Girl, listen. You saying a mouthful. Because to me, and I'll say this, and you can differ, or whoever can differ, that's on y'all. But my thing is to keep him Don't get so caught up into yourself that you forget that he is there. Does that make sense? To keep him, okay, what got his attention? You went the extra mile to get dressed, to be noticed. You went the extra mile to do your nails, have your facials and stuff. What happened? Well, he just don't love me no more. No, some of y'all get married and get with a man for the wrong reasons too. Because your criticism, in fact, some of you haven't criticized yourself because if you had, there would have been some changes being made. Necessary changes. But also, men, what took you to get her? Sometimes you have to help her too. It's a two-way street. It is. And men do it too, Victoria. They forget that what caught her attention, they don't know. Okay. They sitting on the couch with a big old pot belly hanging down to their knees almost a little when they had a six pack when she met him. He got comfortable. And you know what? But Miss Cece is not saying, because we all changing. Gravity is cool. And trust me. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I like to eat because I love to cook. Okay. I'm just it. It is what it is. But there's a certain, respect that you have to have for yourself is what I'm trying to say. You have to be able to look in the mirror and say, girl, you know, you fine. Tell yourself you all right. Okay. Better than that. Mm-hmm. When you boost your own ego. And I'm not talking about ego edging God out. I'm not talking about edging everybody else out. I'm not talking about that to the point where you're conceited. I'm not talking about that. Stay humble in your appearance, but make your appearance be profitable for you, okay? Because it'll take you far. And some things is we have to change. Let's just be real, Victoria. There's some things within us, because you can dress up a good doll and on the inside is jacked up. Okay, I'm just saying.
Well.
Okay. People dress up all the time and they look great, because this world is based on a lot of them and getting relationships based on appearance. And they have not studied the content of the individual.
Yes.
They have this show on now TV. I happen to run across it. Get married within an hour of meeting this man. And then when the guy asked her, who are you marrying? She didn't even know his name. So this is kind of the way to rush, get into bed in a hurry. What I mean by getting in bed, getting relationships in a hurry. And it's really not a relationship, because you don't even know who you're dealing with. You could be a sociopath, a psychopath, you know? What do you think about that, Victoria? Because you said some good stuff, girl. You said some good stuff.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, you have to know. The Bible says you should know them that labor among you. Boom. How can you marry somebody you don't even know them?
Boom.
And in the church world where we are taught that we don't have sex until marriage, the Bible says that.
Of course.
A lot of times, everybody's running for the bedroom. Let me get married so I can have sex. Hmm. But after the sex, what's going to happen?
Hello.
After the sex, really, what's going to happen? You can't jump in and out of things.
Nope.
That's something that's supposed to be for life. Now, it happens that it doesn't make it forever.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's a consequence.
Right.
Well, we have to be wise.
Right.
We have to be wise. How can you marry somebody you don't know? How can you bring someone in your house you don't know?
Right.
How can you take somebody's last name that you don't know? Yep. That's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
Starting out.
You don't know. There's a scripture says, be not unequally yoked. And I took it another further, is that that doesn't just mean in the church, because that's what we were told in the church, you know, just don't be unequally yoked. You got some people, and they tell you to marry somebody who's in the church. I'm like, wait a minute. Because just because they sitting in the church holding a fan and a phone don't mean that I'm equally yoked. Let me testify. Okay. Running from dysfunctions back into a fire. Okay. Based on church folks' analogy. Oh, yes. And I'm not saying, because we all have to learn. There's a man, and we only got a few minutes, but I do want to play what he said to some of these women. And this is from a man's perspective. And we get mad when men come with it, but they know what they want. They know what they want. And you better know what you want. Okay. I had my daughter laughing. I was talking to her last night. I said, there's a quote that I had that with a king's crown on the empty pillow. And I'm reading the book, reading the word of God. And I said, I'll wait. Cause that's the head for the king. Cause when I pick, it's wrong. You see. So I'm waiting for the King of Kings to bless. But I need them to hear this, Victoria, because he was talking good.
Most women in culture are looking for a man that can take care of them.
Ain't that what you're supposed to do?
No, he's supposed to love you enough to want to take care of you. Be the kind of woman he cannot live without giving to. Every time I see him, he's giving me something. I don't know what's up with him. He loves me. That's what kind of woman you should be. And you don't need sex to do it.
Well,
you close your legs, you open his heart. Some of y'all use your body because you ain't got no intellect. You ain't got nothing else but hips and lips. Girl, you can even step like, boy, are you crazy? I got an anointing on my life. I got power on my life. I can pray you out of depression. Don't play with me. I'm more than hips and lips. Every woman in here scream, I'm more than that. See, most women in
this is what I'm talking about.
That's
when
it.
I heard that, I said, from a man's perspective, I say, amen, let it be so. But they are guided. We're guided with, and some of us old ones, we're looking at the young ones, like, how can I get to that place? How can I look like that? Which our gravity doesn't bend pull, okay? I don't care how much you tuck it and roll it.
Literally.
I had my daughter-in-law laughing. I said, you know, I'm straight with it, okay? I know I'm cute, okay? But I'm not conceited. Hello. So anyway. But you have to tell yourself that. You have to build your confidence up and not be cocky with it. I'll just say it like that. And I was standing around, we was talking. I said, girl, I'm standing there talking to you. Look like the direct gravity pulled everything down at one time. She laid over. She said, Mom, I said, look, you know how I am. Okay. I'm playing with it. She said, the same time I said, yeah, just a bloop. I'm like, well, bless the Lord. It's what? It's nothing I can do about it. I laugh at it. Okay. Oh my goodness. But people, listen, today we're just trying to tell you, don't be so critical, especially with the negative criticism. The Bible has means for being critical because Jesus was, he was critical with the Pharisees and Sadducees and he had a right to do so. Call a spade, a snake, a viper. Okay. That's what he did. If they have ill will against you and you sense that, call it what it is. Mm-hmm. One of the things I used to do, Victoria, I used to come down to befriend people who don't like me. I think you said that too. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted them to love me in spite of what they said about me. Mm-hmm. So guess what? I changed my arena to fit in their arena and fit in their mold. And I'm talking about church folk, family members, the whole nine. What do you think about, especially family members? Lord, help me today. What do you say about that, girl?
It's a sad situation, but it's done so much.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you know, you have to get to a place in your life that I'm no longer going to dumb myself down to deal with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're just not a person I need to deal with.
Wow.
Now that's not saying to humble yourself. That's not saying not to be all things to all people.
Mm-hmm.
But I chose to, in my life, I'm just being transparent. I chose to not jump through any more hoops.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being, jumping through hoops, maybe you're not the circus I need to be dealing with.
Ooh, that's strong.
And people say, you're being mean. What you think you better? No, I just choose not to jump through any hoops.
Mm-hmm.
The only hoops I'm jumping through in this season of my life is through God's. What, God, what do you want of me?
Indeed.
Some people hate you without a cause. They hated Jesus without a cause. Mm-hmm. All he did was come with miracles, healing, deliverance, and salvation. Mm-hmm. And there were people that, those same people said, crucify him.
Yeah.
And when you can't make people, you know, he showed forth the love. And that's one thing I will do. People that really don't like me, I try to show them the love of Jesus. But then when they don't receive that, you know what? I can shake the dust off my feet and say, you know what? Everybody isn't meant to be in my world. Everybody's not meant to love me, and everybody's not meant to be my friend. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that means you might be a little lonely, but guess what? I realize that God's got a people that's there, that's ready to receive you, because those are the people that God assigned to your hands. Yeah. These got a people that's ready to pour into you instead of taking out every time. God's got a people with open arms that's ready to receive you. Yes, you. Maybe you don't fit the mold. You don't fit the other people's mold, but God's got a people that's willing to love you for you, including a relationship, a man, a woman. He's got something that's for you. And when it is for you, you don't have to stand on top of your head. Mm-hmm. You can just show up. Mm. Because what's inside of you will minister to what's inside of them, and you two can come together and have a relationship because you can relate.
Come on. That's it.
And if they don't receive you, guess what? They're not for you. And this is something I say on my live all the time. A lot of times when you're disappointed, disappointed in relationships, disappointed here, there, whatever. When it, many times when you are disappointed, that means it is not your appointment.
Woo, that's good. Wow. That's good.
Quit trying to connect to stuff that's not for you.
Mm-hmm.
When I was young, my uncle taught me how to play chess.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the chess set that we had was the magnetic chess set. So the pieces wouldn't fall off because it was portable. You could take some of those pieces and they would stick right together. But when they had the wrong kind of charge, no matter how much you try to put them together, they would always miss each other. Why? They were never designed to be together.
Wow.
When you are disappointed, somebody did. That's why we use the word diss. He diss me. Diss me.
Oh.
Because he doesn't want you.
Right.
Guess what? Some of the people we look at and we want, they just that. They eye candy. Look at them and keep on walking. Because they are not for you. Guess what? Candy will kill a diabetic. You need to get with the right people that's for you, because the wrong people will kill you. They will kill your self-esteem. They will kill your influence. They will break your spirit and make you forget who God calls you to be.
I gotta jump in there. Listen, y'all, I hope you hear this going on. I don't see my people on here today, but, and I didn't see it posted over in the public area, but listen, listen to it. Hopefully we can get this on there so you can listen. There's some good stuff here, but here's my final. Victoria, thank you, because you said it. If they not meant to fit together, they not going to stick. It's not going to happen. But we are sticking ourselves with stuff, trying to make it fit. We pinning ourselves to them. Okay, I'll use that. All right. And it's just not working. Here's something I wanted to give you about criticism, and we're giving you constructive criticism now. Our speech should be to edify. And this is biblical principles. 1 Thessalonians, in case you all have your Bible, 5:11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. Hebrews 10:24 says, let us consider how stimulate one another, to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. That's in marriages, relationships. It still goes into your house in the quiet time when the lights go out. Okay. And the next one, Galatians 6:1 says, gives the primary motivation for criticizing with a warning. Brother, if someone is caught in sin, if someone's caught in the fault, you go to them in love and restore them. Now, if you have a person who's combative, who have PTSD, post-traumatic stress, and don't want to hear you, guess what? You better walk away, because it's no sense of you being drawn into their world, because they are needy. They're emotionally stranded. I'll put it like that. Emotionally stranded. And we have a lot of people who are hanging with people who are emotionally stranded. Ooh, that was good. Okay. Emotionally stuck. And you are bringing yourself down from your growth process by hanging with people mad because you have moved on. You put it in another gear and you're moved on to what God wants you to do today. So people of God, we've talked about some things, and I know I shared some things about this video, about what went on. You got to be careful, women and men, about what you do. People are killing each other based on criticism, nagging, constantly putting down. You can't do that. Am I not doing something right? Okay. Am I not showing up? Am I not working? Am I not trying to provide? Am I not being a good friend? Am I not being trying to be a good mother with all that I know? Okay. Yeah, I have learning places in my life, but we all got growth that we must make. It is necessary. So people, take this to heart. Get you some act right. That's my key word. Get you some act right, because we have not arrived yet. And people who cannot take any kind of criticism to help you get out of your stuck self, then baby, we need to pray for you and let you alone and let God do the rest. So I pray that we've said something today. Like I said, this is the kitchen, and we talk about the Lord in this kitchen, but we deal with what is real. Thank you for joining us. And we're going to try to get that on our website so that you can go and see, and we can invite more and more friends to look at this and just choke it down. I know it's going to be hard going down for some, but choke it on down. You get it down and let change promote your success in life, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. God bless all of you.
Very good. Hey, thank you, ladies and gentlemen around the globe, for listening to Miss CC's Kitchen. And you can catch Miss CC each and every Thursday, 7 p.m. right here on the East Coast, 4 p.m. on the West, and 6 Central. Hey, thank you, Miss Victoria. We will see you next week. All right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast, coming up in about 15 minutes. You go and enjoy it. A lot of fun, laughter, and great music.